It's 2002. I'm a college student, and I'm in a record store in Alexandria, Egypt. I've been in Cairo for a few weeks, but I haven't yet stumbled across a store that has a very wide selection of music until now. And when my Egyptian friend David asks what I'm looking for there, I know exactly how to answer him. I say, something that blends traditional Arabic music with electronic music. In my mind, this is a natural fit. I've been hearing beautiful, unexpected melodies everywhere in this nation of artists and musicians, like the track you're hearing now by Hassam Ramzi. And I want to honor that memory when I return home. But I also know myself, how I'm obsessed these days with the dark beats of groups like Delirium and Depeche Mode, and that if I bring home a tape lacking a beat, I'm liable to let it sit there on the shelf, neglected. I want the sensibilities of Egyptian music, but reimagined for a club. And what I don't say to myself is that I really want it sufficiently westernized. David is confused, though. Electronic? He asks. I try to explain myself, but I don't do a very good job. I say, you know, with regular beats, but electronic beats, not with drums and keyboards, something you could dance to. He starts to look like he's getting it when I add, and it should be Arabic sounding, Egyptian sounding, making him look confused again. Embarrassed, I try to call the whole thing off, but David insists. If that music is in the store, he'll find it. Serving as my translator, he asks every employee in the store for music that is both traditional and electronic. But everyone is confused. No one has any idea what I mean. I come home without any new music.